Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the title actually says what the whole show's about. It actually sets the tone. Business profits isn't magic. It's discipline. You know, over 25 years of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I have known so many different types of people and so many different types of businesses with so many different types of goals. And I've seen people be very, very successful. And I've seen people struggle. And I've seen the struggling people become successful. And I've seen people who were successful fall down and have to get up again. Business profits aren't magic. It's discipline. It's understanding what you need to do. Now, I'm going to give you that there's karma, fate, destiny, good economy, bad economy, lucky, right place, right time. All of that can be weaved into the conversation, but that's not really what makes people successful. You'll get the exceptional person who's very fortunate and doesn't have to struggle, but generally, most of us have to really be disciplined. We have to understand our business. We have to understand people. We have to understand what our customers want. And we have to understand what we do not understand. And that's the most important statement of the day, is understanding what we don't understand. If we understand what we don't understand, if we go after it, if we're always learning, if we're always evaluating, if we're always saying, what do we need to do? What's next? What's going to work better? What didn't work? Why didn't it work? How can I get my employees to understand the message? How can I get them to understand what needs to be done? How can I get them to understand that they also need to come along with me? They need to learn more. What's the best activity that I can do today to make my business successful? Do I have in my mind a way of thinking about business as soon as I walk through the door? Do I have a routine that I go through that's disciplined? Do I understand the questions that I need to ask? Business is about thinking. It's about discipline. It's not just about going out there and throwing it out there and, you know, seeing how many people I can talk to. Well, that's all part of it, but if you're not talking about the right thing, nothing's going to happen. If you aren't disciplined, if you aren't focused, if you aren't paying attention to your work, if you aren't paying attention to your employees, if you aren't paying attention to your customer service, come back to the same word. If you're not disciplined, nothing happens. It all falls apart. It doesn't matter whether you're successful today. Will you be successful tomorrow? What got you here? How am I going to recreate it tomorrow? How am I going to make it better? How am I going to be driven for excellence? How am I going to be a people person? Boy, isn't that something? Being a people person, it's not just having a product. It's not just having the lowest priced product. It's also being a people person and connecting with people. You've heard me say over and over again, there must be at least 400 radio shows on iTunes. And you've heard me say over and over again that you are in the people business and what you sell are relationships. And your product could be almost anything. It could be internet routers. It could be manufacturing. It could be software. It could be photography. It really doesn't matter what it is. The better you understand the needs of the people that you want to do business with, and the more disciplined you are to actually carry out the functions that need to be taken care of in business, the more successful you'll be. Thought is the answer. It's always the answer. It's sitting down every single day and opening up your mind and letting the information flow in. That's part of the discipline. Part of discipline is being undisciplined in that way. You know, if you're so rigid that you're not willing to change, if you're not disciplined enough to be able to accept change, to accept new thoughts, to listen to people, you will have a problem in business. So it's felt like being in ninth grade in junior high school when you didn't study for the test and you hope that the answers just flow into your mind. This is business. This is serious stuff. This is what makes your life good. This is what makes the life good of the people around you, your employees, your customers, your vendors, your family. Your thought and your ability to get it, carry it out, makes all the difference in the world. And this is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.